Pinterest can drive traffic and boost visibility for your blog. Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me online at denisewakeman.com. Pinterest, or Pinterest, I've heard it pronounced both ways, it's really all the rage these days. So no doubt you've seen articles, blog posts, and status updates on Facebook. You may be seeing pin it buttons on blogs as well, and for good reason. Pinterest has grown nearly as fast as the speed of light in the last few months. Now, if you're not sure what Pinterest is, I suggest you go to their site, pinterest.com, and get the full overview. So naturally, my interest is in how you can use Pinterest for business without being spammy. I joined Pinterest a few weeks ago and set up boards for business blogging tips and online visibility tips, in addition to more personal boards like travel, running, and books. My intention is to share not only my own posts on blogging and visibility, but great content by others as well, so there's a well-rounded selection for visitors to choose from. I was really surprised because quickly I observed dozens of likes and repins on my posts and new traffic to this post as well. And that's very cool. I like new traffic. Next, I set up a community board called Social Marketing Tips. I've invited people in my LinkedIn group to share content on this board too. Now, if you'd like to contribute your Pinterest post and other great content to Social Marketing Board, let me know in the comments and I'll add you to the community. You'll have to be sure to add your or include your Pinterest profile URL so I can follow you too. At any rate, I don't know how Pinterest is going to evolve for businesses, but from a visibility standpoint, I'd recommend anyone who deals with visual arts in any way to get started if you're not already. Restaurants, photographers, craftspeople, builders, artists, architects, organizers, designers of all types can benefit. If you demonstrate or show your product and services visually, get those images pinned and linked back to your site. Now, here's a few tips for getting started on Pinterest. There are things I've noticed in my own exploration, and I'd like to just give you some of these tips because so that you have a better experience. So the first is take the time to fill out your profile completely, including your bio. I have clicked through to a lot of profiles that have no bio information. And this is an opportunity to tell your visitors about you and your business and include your picture. Then set up a few boards and pin a couple things right away. There's nothing like landing on a Pinterest site or profile and there's nothing there. I mean, why set it up if you're not going to pin anything? Two, add links to your blog, Facebook page, and Twitter account. That's built into this profile setup, so make sure you do that. Three, a recommended tactic is to post your images on your blog first, then pin it to a board. This is an opportunity to attract people back to your site where they can go deeper into your content. Four, if you create your own images and photographs, take the time to add a watermark with your URL. If you can do a search on WordPress for plugins, watermark plugins, and there's quite a few there that you can experiment with. Number five, connect your Facebook profile to your Pinterest account with the Pinterest app on Facebook. If you want to share your activity with your friends, I'm getting a lot more activity on Facebook since I added the app because people are seeing what I pin and then they comment and like and go check it out. Six, add the pin it button to your blog and make it easy for your readers to share your images and posts. The pin it button is included in a lot of social sharing plugins like DigDig and Sexy Bookmarks, and there are also some standalone pin it blog plugins as well. Just again, do a search on plugins. And then finally, encourage your readers and friends and followers to pin your content. I saw one post in my news feed on Facebook, and that they said, the people who had published the link to an article said, pin this to your board. I mean, they just went out right and said it, pin this to your board. And you know what? I did, because it was something that I wanted. Another cool feature is that people can embed your pins on their blog. So if you're pinning a subject that